Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now already, if you can believe it, into hour number three. I'm going to finish up with Matt and others. Take five more calls and I'm going to get into the news I keep mentioning. Former Bush ambassador says terror alert is propaganda. Another report here about how the Brits think the terror alerts are staged. Bunch of news I'm going to be getting to here in about 15 minutes or so, so stay with us. Right now, let's go back to Matt. Matt, we were talking about ways of waking young people up. And I think, really, that if you explain to young people that Sumner Redstone takes the most degenerate, self-destructive TV shows he can, groups he can, and promotes them until they finally catch on, that the establishment makes the counterculture, if you explain that to the young people, that it isn't what you wear, it's what you believe and what you know, and that we're in a war for humanity and controlling our own destinies and for their futures, and just inviting them to get more informed, that's how the path to defeating the globalists begins. And so really that's it. I mean, we don't have to do everything ourselves. Just plant the seeds, educate, do your best, move on.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you fully. But it's so frustrating as a 25-year-old to see my peers obsess about Paris Hilton when the world's basically just World War III is about to explode, and American globalism is just on the march. It's, you know, and like I said before the break, you know, to plant the seed also that the idea that there is no difference between a Democrat and a Republican, that's also very important.
I think that's really important. And then to show them the evidence of electronic voting fraud and go, does this scare you? I mean, when the government's stealing elections, you know, that's not a good sign.
Well, when I, you know, just a little story, you know, when my first voting election, I was 18 years old, it was the 2000 election, I didn't want neither Bush nor Gore. But then I watched what happened in Florida, and then 9/11 happened, and all this is just a little too coincidental for this to just all, you know, be all coincidence. You know, Al-Qaeda's coming after us. This has been a planned PNAC. And you tell people this, and they're a little, you know, twisted. They think you're a nutcase, whatnot. But I know the truth because I have documentation, and you've proved that over the years.
Well, the way you address it is, hey, here's an official U.S. government document to carry out 9/11-style attacks from the Library of Congress. Here's five examples of where our government admits they carried out terror, starting with Mossadegh, 53. USA Today admitting the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. That killed over a million people. Give them Project Shad documents, you know, BBC headline, how British and U.S. government killed their own troops. I mean, cold-bloodedly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but they wouldn't kill us on 9/11. I mean, you got hundreds of examples of where they admit all this. You know, give them the articles where Bayer knew HIV was in every ampule and gave it to millions of people.
Well, the sad thing is that the schools, I mean, I only graduated, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah, they won't even know what Bayer Pharmaceutical means. They don't even know what pharmaceutical means.
Yeah.
No, I know. They're just total idiots.
And
but listen, they still got innate intelligence. You can still show them.
Yeah, yeah, and luckily I've had a father who raised me to question authority and to actually research things rather than follow like sheep. And once again, I applaud you for all your years and of work.
Well, I don't need that. Listen to me, and I appreciate your call, Matt. I really do not need to be thanked by people. It is not about me. They could strike me down next week or 5 years from now. I don't want people going, oh, we need Alex. We can't. You are the leaders, ladies and gentlemen. All I'm doing is my job, okay? I mean, I see a threat to my family, my country, of a cold-blooded group of killers who brag about how they're killing my country, and I'm fighting. I mean, that is the bare minimum. I do not need to be thanked for doing my duty. You understand that, folks? This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what I need to be doing. You couldn't keep me from doing this. I can't stop. It's instinctive. Get back to your instincts, folks. Back to your guts. Get back to your guts. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm looking at a sniveling article from the neocon rag, WorldNet, Liberalism Daily. 9-1-1 Bush bashers. On this fifth 9-11th anniversary, some who hate Bush will gather in New York to profane the memory of the 3,000 victims and will try to convince the country that 9-11 was not an attack by Islamic terrorists, but a criminal mass murder by the Bush administration. Amazingly, full one-third of Americans now believe the government is guilty of some conspiracy concerning 9-11. Everything liberals believe about foreign policy was proven to be disastrously false on 9-11. Therefore, liberals must somehow deny that 9-11 actually happened. Hey, WorldNet Daily, it's real conservatives, not neocons like you, that are leading the fight against the New World Order. It's real conservatives that are exposing and leading the fight on 9-11. Do not try it. 9-11 is being used to create the executive fiat power to get rid of our borders, to set up the American Union, to turn our country into a police state, and to invade a bunch of innocent countries. So just shut up, Jonathan Mosley. In fact, I want Jonathan Mosley on. Let's get him on. After debating these characters extensively, I believe people need to know who they really are. What does that mean? What does that mean after debating these characters extensively? I guess that's implying he's done some big debate. We'll give you a chance, scumbag. All right, maybe he's not a scumbag. Maybe he's just maybe he's not very smart. Maybe he's ignorant. Maybe he hadn't researched. Jonathan Mosley, maybe this wonderful person will come on with us. After debating these characters extensively, I believe people need to know who they really are. Organizations like Scholars for Truth do not ask any questions and seek truth, but announce absolute conclusions that the Bush administration executed a criminal conspiracy to murder 3,000 Americans. Literally, they offer science fiction, not science. Remarkably, many 9/11 conspiracy peddlers spontaneously slander the Jews without rhyme or reason. So they try to claim you're all liberals or you're anti-Semitic. When the majority of people exposing 9/11, I have to say a little over half are conservatives or libertarians, and I'd say 10% of the stuff concerning 9/11 corresponds to Israel. So again, it's a straw man. A national conference broadcast nationwide on C-SPAN. Conspiracy leader Alex Jones announced that the American government has already collapsed and a shadow government is now running our country. His talk radio host next announced on tape that Osama bin Laden is now a paid agent of the CIA. Well, that's admitted. And it's all over the news that we've got a shadow government and Bush is above the law and we're under total executive fiat. I mean, what did I say? Isn't true. Professor Stephen Jones of Brigham Young University, a former Republican, by the way, and again, he's a conservative. Professor Stephen Jones of Brigham Young University accused George Bush of being a dictator, mimicking the preamble of the Declaration of Independence. When asked if violent revolution was necessary, the scientist declared in front of national TV cameras that there is no peaceful way to achieve the group's goals. In the context of the question, Professor Jones was calling for the violent overthrow of the government. Let me see. I've watched all that video. I've edited that video. I put the part of that video in the Terror Storm extras. I don't remember him ever saying that. James Fetzer, a philosophy professor at the University of Minnesota who poses as a scientist, no, he has other degrees too, Twit, praised Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez and promoted Chavez's proposal for an international criminal tribunal to put the Bush administration on trial. Well, yeah, if anybody's a leftist, it's Fetzer. So what? He's a former Marine Corps officer, a patriot, and a good guy. By email, Professor Fetzer accused me of being a Jewish. Sadly, I am not, because I disagree with his theories. Fetzer doesn't say Israel was involved. Fetzer doesn't ever talk about Israel and gets criticized for that. So I'd like to see that email. It's like that neocon I had on a few days ago. He was claiming stuff Ahmadinejad never said. We went and pulled up his speech, his letter to Bush. I mean, these guys just write this stuff. Or perhaps this individual, Jonathan Mosley, has already said in his article that we're really Jew haters. Maybe he said something like that in an email, and then Fetzer said something back. The goal is to convince Americans that there are no foreign enemies. We can all drop our guard, stop defending America, don't be ready to fight. Such garbage helps America's enemies to more effectively attack the United States. First, Al-Qaeda has repeatedly admitted planning, and he goes on, 9/11 attacks, on and on and on. No, there has been a fat man. If bin Laden suddenly gained conservatively 150 pounds, if his nose type and cheekbone type suddenly changed, and if he suddenly spoke with an American accent of Arabic, and if voice print suddenly changed, then yes, he did. You couldn't just look at the video and tell it was fake. I mean, obviously you could, but just forget doing that. Major universities in the U.S., Canada, and France all did voice prints. It's 100%. That's why you can have voicemail activated, you know, voice print, where you get into your house with voice, get into your computer with voice, get into your phone system with voice. It's voice print. It's biometric. It's very accurate. Okay? And they ran old bin Laden, TV tapes that really are bin Laden through it, created a voice key. They ran the fat bin Laden tape through. It wasn't the same person. It wasn't anything near. It didn't work. Then linguists studied it, and it wasn't Osama bin Laden. Oh, boy. I'm going to go to your calls. Denise, you were up next, and she just hung up. You can call back, Denise, 1-800-259-9231. You're going to be our first woman, first girl of the day. That was going to be Al Corey, John, and others, but I had to get into 9/11 here. Okay, getting back to the issue. Well, I mean, he just goes through saying how we're wrong, and everything he says is either a straw man or isn't true. So that's it. I want Jonathan Mosley to come on here. I'll be somewhat nice to him. I want him, and I want him now. I want him to come on here, and I want him to sit here in front of all of you, and he'll deny everything I say. I'll go Operation Northwoods. Not true. Just watch. USS Liberty. Not true. Or he'll say, you're anti-Semitic. Or I'll say, well, show me the email of Fetzer. We'll do, or well, that Bin Laden tape's fake. Oh, sure it is. Sure it is, Mr. Conspiracy. He'll have a lot of terms and buzzwords. All right, you guys have been holding long enough. Al in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good. Go ahead.
Did you hear about the Hazleton mayor up here in Pennsylvania?
No, tell me.
He has his anti-immigration bill, they call it.
Oh, I did hear about that. Yeah, yeah.
Where it's English is the official language, and they have certain fines for people who house illegal immigrants.
I did hear about that part. And which it is in Mexico, and which 7 South Texas towns now fly the Mexican flag, no English allowed in court. So they try to go after him, which the ADL and Southern Poverty and others are, and the feds are looking at it. What you do is you go, well, wait a minute, why aren't you prosecuting El Cenizo in Texas? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just seen today in the paper here that the American Civil Liberties Union has filed a federal suit against them. And I just don't understand the contrast of these, the American Civil Liberties. Either they stand up for people or they don't. I stayed up late last night and watched Link TV, and I seen something called Larry versus Lockney, where they seemed to make, it was against the police state activities in school where they were drug testing kids.
Oh, yeah. Listen, the ACLU does a lot of good work, but then at the same time they do a lot of bad work. But let me tell you what the ACLU really does. They're definitely a shill group. Not all their members and not all their directors, but nationally and at the top, it's controlled. And their job, they create bad case law. They go into court and they lose cases deliberately. Sorry, go ahead.
I just don't understand how what they say constitutional grounds is going to, what in the Constitution is going to defend illegal immigrants? I don't understand where the...
Yeah, they're all breaking federal and state law.
It's insane. Where would they? Because they're probably going to win. Because it says right here it takes $750,000 for the mayor to fight back against this, and he can't find any lawyer that'll represent him for free and help the city out or anything. And
he doesn't need. He can get real pro se litigant experts. A lot of them have degrees, but it doesn't matter. In there, he just needs to stand on the law.
it's crazy. I mean, I know we live in a republic, and it's not, majority rules when it comes to the Constitution, but there's so many people that have been all over, even the hip-hop radio stations, rock radio stations, he's been all over the place, and everybody's been nothing but praise this law, and you can't find, I don't care if you're...
Well, it's like a federal judge in California said, it doesn't matter if you got a proposition to not give all the illegal aliens free births and free everything, and the feds said, man, I can't do that because they're criminal. It's like 97% of Texans don't want the toll roads, and that's what the Texans not even knowing how bad it is. I mean, it's much worse than they even know, and the government universally just says, go to hell. They just say, that shows the government is rogue, and when you get a good mayor like this, they go after him.
I don't know. What would you, if you had to take a guess, I mean, I'm sure you've seen things like this happen 100 times, what legal grounds could they possibly go on to throw this local ordinance out?
Well, you know what? All that mayor's got to do is say fine and back off on it and just have the police on those illegals and just arrest them every time, and they'll move out of that town real quick. Just start arresting them for not having their inspection stickers, for not having driver's license, the same way they treat us. You see, a lot, we've interviewed sheriffs who the feds have told them, we won't pick illegals up, and they told them, just let them go. I watched the state police right here in Texas. The illegals are above the law. It's well known. They just leave them alone. They need to start enforcing the laws on them, enforcing all the other laws, and doing it everywhere in this country. That'll get them out of here. But most of these mayors and police chiefs and the heads of the state police are a bunch of New World Order operatives. All right, thank you for the call. Good call. Good points. Yeah, there's a couple of mayors that are doing that. I mean, it's because it's bankrupting their cities.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Walnut Daily hit piece writer Jonathan Mosley builds a bunch of straw men. I just got this article. Kevin walked in and handed it to me while I started covering it on air. We've got it now up on Infowars.com, and I'll get it up on PrisonPlanet.com for you. And I went ahead during the break and read the rest of the article. It's a big one, and it's all straw men. There's several other big hit pieces out yesterday about the 9/11 truth movement. claiming that we believe that reptoid lizards from another planet carried it out. Yes, I'm not kidding. And claiming that we believe no planes at the towers. And this is how they'll do it. They've got their operatives out there that put out these stories that no planes hit Tower 1 or 2. Planes hit those buildings, ladies and gentlemen. Those were witnessed. You can't do that with holograms or blue screens. You see, they do that to make that the debate so the media can then focus on that. And yes, they can go out and find nuts out there that think that reptoid lizards run everything, and you'll pick up on it, some of you, and then they can sure enough find somebody on the web that says that. It's a straw man, and thinking Americans see right through it. In fact, I'll have Watson, I'll write a story with Paul Watson about this tomorrow. It'll be out by tomorrow. And then everybody that's spouting the no plane theory at the North and South Tower, not all of them are government agents. They are weak-minded people who buy into the program put out by the government agents to then parrot it. And then the people that are out there pushing this no plane theory, they get real aggressive and they get angry if you won't peddle it with them. So if you want to know if somebody is A, stupid, or B, an operative, they're going to be peddling that. And I've got to come out against these people. I don't like to have to be the chaperone of the truth movement. I try to leave it alone, let everybody talk about what they want, let everybody come up with their own theories and ideas. It's bad news to talk about pods. It's bad news to talk about flashes. It's bad news to talk about no planes hitting the Pentagon. It's bad news to get into all of that, and I've been saying this for 4.5 years. And I wish people respected me a little bit more and would listen to me. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. I think I've proven that to at least a certain degree. What's the government going to do when we point out they blew up Tower 7 and the witnesses said it and firefighters reported there were bombs going off? Okay? What are they going to do when there's CIA insider trading and Operation Northwoods and drills that day of the exact same targets being hit at the exact same time and PNAC saying they need a big terror attack and public officials being warned not to fly the night before? And the Secret Service not jerking Bush out of there. They're going to focus in on no plane hit Tower 1 or 2. They're going to focus in on nuclear bombs were in the building. They're going to focus in on helicopters have projectors in them. They're going to focus in to 14-foot blood-drinking lizards. And that's it. I'm taking the gloves off. And I'm going to jump into this. I'm going to go all the way. We're going to write a flotilla of articles about it. Because I knew this was the next phase, and now I'm seeing it. They've got to. They've got all these former deputy CIA, you know, individuals and high-level top analysts going public. They've got former ministers of defense. They've got high-level people going public everywhere with serious science and data. And you're not going to see them on the news. You're going to see it's lizards, it's nuclear flying saucers, it's literally. And, folks, there are websites that have me supposedly shape-shifting on my television show. And, of course, it's people watching internet video where there's pixels, and they think a pixel in the middle of my head is a third eye appearing. And so, of course, the media and the government can either go out on the web and do that stuff themselves under an alias and then come back and claim we all think lizards run things, or they can just go find nutcases that do think that, and then try to make us all look stupid. And I, for one, am sick and tired of it. And you know how you can tell these people are feds? How they will try to bully me and others for a couple of years to embrace all their poppycock, their balderdash. They will try to make me Alex Jones as government. He won't say no planes hit it. Tower 1 and 2. He won't say it's blue screen. That isn't how blue screen works. That isn't how holograms work. Oh, it makes me so sick. And these people, most of them, are just total and complete agents. And so if you see anybody promoting that, don't attack them. Ignore them. And then write articles without saying their names, pointing out how it's straw men. Government, you can't attack us. You got to build a straw man, a paper tiger, and then act tough tearing it up. You go up against the real thing, you'll get your head bashed in, and you know it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I just talked to Jonathan Mosley during the break, the guy that wrote this 9/11 hit piece on me and others. And he's agreed to come on tomorrow. He was ready to come on right now, but I figured we want more time with him. So looks like tomorrow he's going to be on with us. Oh, boy, I can't wait for that. Okay, I'm going to go to everybody here. I guess who's up next, and then I'll get into the other news I mentioned. Who's up next? Corey in Toronto, Canada. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to say thank you so much. Well, I shouldn't have thanked you. I want to say I want to appreciate all the work you've been doing. I woke up about 10 months ago. All the information you have on your radio show has really fueled my interest in a lot of different topics, so I'm becoming more informed and I'm doing my own research. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. And I've also, I support your broadcast by, I'm a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv because obviously I won't be able to order these DVDs successfully across the border.
Well, anyway, we're changing that. We're going to DHL for all of Europe and Canada. And DHL, it's certified and guaranteed in Canada. You'll be getting orders in 2 days, but it'll take a week or so to get DHL in here.
Yeah.
But soon we're going to have DHL for our foreign orders. UPS works great inside the U.S. It works pretty good overseas, but it's very expensive. DHL is actually less than the U.S. Postal Service to ship to Canada. So
really?
It's, okay, it's going to be a great deal for everybody.
That's great. I have three points that I wanted to bring up, and I'll try to do this briefly because I know you got a lot.
Sure, go ahead. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I wanted to sort of give you a quick rundown of my week. On Monday, I was out at the birth certificate office renewing my wife's birth certificate for her, and you can tell the police state's come along because you got two OPP officers, which are equivalent to state police, sitting in this hardly crowded place, just sitting there looking bored out of their mind. I didn't know if they had ever been there before, but I guess it was after this weekend. Well, I started putting all the pieces together when I started seeing more street patrols by Toronto police officers. And yesterday I was walking by the tallest building in Toronto next to the CN Tower. It's called First Canadian Place. And they're in their parking garage. They had a guard with a bomb dog out there. So I thought that those are very interesting. Obviously, they've heightened up this whole thing because of this terrorist liquid bomb threat. And that leads into sort of my next point. I'm actually traveling very soon. I called WestJet, which is the second largest carrier next to Air Canada in Canada. And I was talking about my flight, and I was saying, okay, what's going on with this liquids thing? And I said, when are they going to lift it? And she said, I said, Transport Canada, have they indicated anything about when they're going to lift a ban on some liquids? Because I said, look, a sealed pop bottle comes from the factory. It's going to be really hard to reseal that and not be able to tell. And she said, well, you're probably going to have to live with it from now on. So I thought I'd share that.
And it'll expand out to the streets of America.
Yeah.
Well, listen, anything else you want to add? Because I want to comment on what you said.
Okay, one last thing was I just wanted actually more for you for your archive purposes. On CNN last night, I don't know if you recorded the Situation Room, but Wolf Blitzer had a reporter on that was interviewed a Canadian who actually worked as a double agent for the CIA and Al-Qaeda, and he quit. But he actually, his father was actually very close to Osama bin Laden. Anyway, he went through sort of talking about his experiences there. But one interesting tidbit that I saw, and I kind of cheered to myself. I couldn't believe he said he could not believe how much the CIA and Al-Qaeda are very much related to each other in the way that they expect their people never to question what they're doing, and ideologically on that level anyway, how they expected people to do that. So he just couldn't live with that anymore. I thought, boy, equating CIA to Al-Qaeda right on CNN national TV, I thought, that's pretty good, CNN.
Well, you know, it's really Al-Qaeda. Thank you for the call.
Of course.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for having these alerts. It scares the people. It trains us to go through more and more control. But it also, for the government itself, gets them scared where they won't answer or ask questions or buck the system. I mean, you know, they have the cops pulling double duty and out there on alert. You know, it must be real. It's an alert. It's so sick. It's all psychological warfare. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Michigan. John, go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
Fine.
Good. I was just wanting to call in. I know you were talking earlier about these phony terrorist things that are going on. And I was back before the first of the year. I was a victim of one of these phony terrorist attacks. And I was accused of shaking hands with some public officials in a courtroom, and I was arrested by a SWAT team and several agents of the Michigan National Guard, weapons of mass destruction team, meth lab teams.
Well, what do you think they have? There's nothing real going on terror-wise, so they've got to grab people, sir. That's the whole point of tyranny. So what did it turn out? What was the reason?
What was the reason?
Well, I mean, I know you were shaking hands, but I mean, it's kind of like it's like a jackhammer in the middle of the street, and the whole city shuts down, lockdowns in the schools, cops running around, machine guns for 5 hours. I understand this is the mind control, but explain what happened to you.
Well, I was in court fighting a ticket, and I had gotten some anointing oil from Pastor Peters. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yeah, it's olive oil you put on your head.
Yeah, and I put the olive oil on my hands, and I anointed a couple of items in the courtroom. Well, one of the people saw me, and then next thing you know, they claimed to have gotten sick and got nauseated, and they went to the doctors and had all this urine.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was in the newspapers, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was world news.
Yeah,
my cousins called me from Japan.
Possible bio attack. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And they
Yeah, they came in and searched my home.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why were you in the court anointing things? I mean, I'm not saying what they did was good. It's, you know, the wicked fleeth when none pursueth. But what I'm asking you is why? I mean, what else did you anoint?
Just the podium, the bar in the courtroom, and the defense table.
So you were doing a little religious ritual
right.
in there, which if anybody knew anything about Christianity, you know, it's this anointing. I mean, it's
right.
pretty much a you know, you pray to the judge. It is Roman civil law. It's a temple. They probably didn't like you doing a ritual on their temple.
Exactly. Yeah, I brought in my religion into their church, and it doesn't work that way.
Well, for those who don't know, when you file a case, you do. You pray to the court. You plead to them. And it's all religious. Thank you for the call. Yeah, that really does go on, boys and girls. By the way, mainstream law books will tell you the court is a temple. You pray to the judge. It's not a joke. It's we don't follow Mosaic common law anymore. We follow the Roman law. That's the black drapes. They were officers of Saturn, the god Saturn, and Saturn's people wore black. That's why the police officers, high police officers, would wear black. They were the bailiffs. And then if the judge gave you a death sentence, his agent, the executioner, would wear black. Hence, we get the Grim Reaper wearing black. By the way, that's an encyclopedia for you if you'd like to. So when your SWAT teams are wearing black, and the Nazis wear black, and the hangman wears black, now you know why he wears black. The bad guy in the Western wears black. They're servants of Saturn. That's in Roman. If you convert that over into the Hebrew, it's called Satan. Saturn is Satan. Of course, they believe Satan is God. They don't think he, you know, runs around in red pajamas. They think he's quite beautiful. And again, you don't have to believe in that stuff if you don't want to. I mean, the government does. This is what you do. The judge is in the robes of Saturn up there, and you must pray to Saturn. Oh, boy, help us, God. This is from PrisonPlanet.com. Former British ambassador says terror alert is propaganda. And we got that out of several mainstream news articles. We have the ambassador joining us on Friday. Sunday, he'll have a Washington Post article, he told us, today when we set him up, about government-sponsored terror. And this Sunday's Washington Post. And it says... Indians say group linked to liquid bombers controlled by Pakistani ISI. And it goes on. Former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, Craig Murray, says the alleged transatlantic liquid bomb plot is staged managed propaganda on behalf of Bush and Blair, who yearn for a new 911 to absolve them of domestic political trouble. Yeah, they sure yearned for it, and they're probably about to do it. That's why I put the prediction out. Murray previously blew the whistle on how the Bush and British government were using evidence obtained under torture in Uzbekistan, inflicted on its population, U.S.-funded regime of Islam Karimov, I can't pronounce it, the dictator who likes to boil people alive. We have a link to the mainstream news, how he boils people. Murray questions the intent and the capability of the alleged terrorists to carry out the attack and offers the likelihood that evidence of the plot was obtained through torture in Pakistan. None of the alleged terrorists had made a bomb. None had bought a plane ticket. Many did not even have passports and were, by the way, 9/11 conspiracy theorists that, quote, watched 9/11 conspiracy videos and called the government to tell the government they believed the government was involved. And they got put on the list to be picked up, folks. Yeah, you're running around believing the government carried out the attacks of 7/7 and 9/11, undoubtedly getting it from us. We're the main folks on 7/7, our stories, top of Google still. And it's just incredible.
And Christina Amanpour said that the terrorists believe 9/11 was an inside job, but they're terrorists, and so there's connections to U.S. groups. So you can see I'm trying to set it up where I'm supposedly with Al-Qaeda. This is just getting pretty ridiculous, folks. In the absence of bombs and airline tickets, and in many cases passports, it could be pretty difficult to convince a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that individuals intended to go through with suicide bombings, whatever rash stuff they may have bragged about in internet chat rooms. Yeah, mainly 18-year-old punks being led by real ISI, CIA, shooting their mouths off, if that's even true. Then an interrogation in Pakistan revealed the details of the amazing plot to blow up multiple planes, which rather extraordinarily had not turned up in a year of surveillance. Of course, the interrogations of Pakistani dictator have their ways of making people sing like canaries. As I witnessed in Uzbekistan, you can get the most extraordinary information this way. Trouble is, it always tends to give the interrogators all that they might want and more in a desperate effort to stop or avert torture. What it doesn't give us is the truth. Murray describes the alert as more propaganda than plot, and points out that of all Muslim terror suspects who have been charged, 80% have been acquitted and 2% have been convicted of the offenses related to terrorism. 2%. The other 18, they get them on immigration charges. Meanwhile, Delhi police in India claim they have concrete evidence that proves collusion between Pakistani intelligence services, ISI, and the terror group Laskar-e-Taiba is carrying out militia attacks in India. And that's big news in India, that our government's funding Pakistan to destabilize India. Because ISI is CIA. One of the alleged masterminds of the liquid bomb plot, Rashid Rauf, is a member of the Lashkar-e-Taiba. The ISI is a CIA front, and the CIA have privately ignored their control of terror groups while publicly lauding Pakistan's status as an ally in the war on terror. Then notice how all the supposed attacks come from there. On Monday night, it emerged that elements of MI5 wanted the liquid bomb plot to proceed and make the arrest only after the attack had taken place, sacrificing an estimated 3,000 lives and ensuring Britain experienced its own 9/11. I found a typo in Watson's article. We got to contact him. Indians says group linked. It's hard, though, when you're writing a couple articles a day to get it all perfect. We need to get that fixed. Okay. That's one of them. I've got the London Guardian here basically saying the same thing, but it's a five-page article till you get to it. People are definitely skeptical is the headline. When the government announced last Thursday that it had foiled a massive terror plot, broadcasters and newspaper were barraged with a wave of skepticism, skeptical views from listeners and readers. Nearly a week on, are people still so distrustful? Patrick Barkham takes to the streets to find out. And the answer is he has to admit yes, but maybe some people now, because of all the news, believe it, and you guys are all just crazy, and come around to reality. Please, please, please believe our lies. Please believe what we shovel you. Please, government loves you. Sure, you can read of thousands of cases where we knowingly kill you with nerve gas and biologicals in your cities, civilians and military. Sure, we put poisons in the drugs on purpose and get caught. And sure, we're totally evil and steal trillions of dollars from you, but... And, you know, it just goes missing and no one investigates. But just trust us. Come on. And then it turns out it's the same as always. It's totally fake. See, you've got a problem, don't you? Even the dumbed-down public, half of them on average now in England and the U.S., don't believe anything you say. And a big percentage of that half don't just not believe it. They actually know what they're doing and go research it and know exactly what you're doing. See, most people now have caught you in so many lies, they just don't believe anything you say. I don't like that. I want them to know exactly how you do it, you murdering criminals. So you go ahead and pull your hair out and panic and call us names and build straw men and do whatever you want. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put your big murdering, stinking New World Order back together again. And you're going to get your new world order. I mean, you're going to bring it in. You're going to bring it in, and right as you bring it in, it's going to collapse of its own weight. It's already collapsing. It's kind of like your structure so tall, so immense, that it's already started collapsing, but it'll take so long for it to collapse, you're kind of finishing the capstone right now, and you're going, what's that rumble? Common sense, history shows all dictatorships, all tyrannies fall, no matter how sophisticated, even if they're, quote, scientific. Because elites get lazy and inbred, which you are now, and arrogant and hubris-filled. But it's also written, it's also foretold that you will fall. But when it falls, it's going to squash a lot of us. But I say, c'est la vie. These people have got to be brought down. And evil's always with us, folks. It just regenerates itself. But we go in a cycle, and we are at the intensifying near bottom of a very dark and decadent pendulum swing right now. The problem is people are so mesmerized in mind control, most of them still don't know it. And I got another article here about people not buying the official story. Of course we don't. We know you're the terrorist.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
Welcome back.
Hey,
Johnny Cash. With Tom Petty right there. I'm going to try to get to Larry and Kelly here at the end. It's just this big WorldNet Daily article. We got the guy coming on tomorrow. It says, at a national broadcast nationwide on C-SPAN, key conspiracy leader Alex Jones. See, I want there to be other key leaders, folks. I don't like being the key. I don't like the enemy. And that's who these people are. I just talked to this guy. Oh, man. Talk about. We've got him coming on tomorrow. Boy, you pick it up big time when you talk to these actual individuals. At a national conference broadcast nationwide on C-SPAN, key conspiracy leader Alex Jones. Again, I do not like that. I don't like him recognizing that. But I've got to take that on because there's too many disinfo people in our own movement. I got to take them on, and I got to take these guys on. He'll be on the show with us tomorrow. This Jonathan Mosley, this lawyer, this doctor. Before we end this hour and go to your calls here, I'm carrying the new book weeks and weeks, 20-something days before it's out in stores, 24 days before it's in stores. I have The Terror Conspiracy, the new 9/11 book by Jim Mars. You've got to get it. It's incredible. I've almost finished it. It's almost 500 pages long. It's available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or get my new film, Terror Storm. The official final edition is out with the 66 minutes of extras on it. The new DVD, the official DVD of Terror Storm, is available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And Jim Mars will be speaking at our big 9/11 event we're having in Big D the 26th of August this month, 10 days away. Coming up on that Saturday, my new film, Jim Mars will speak. I'll show some other video information. It's going to be a great event. Get the tickets before they sell out at Infowars.com. Or again, call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and see all my videos right now there. And your purchases does make this broadcast possible. Let's talk to Larry. Larry, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Okay, we're almost out of time. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got a few points I want to bring to you. Number one, I've seen a lot of cars running up 94 and 23 and a lot of the local highways here with bumper stickers that says, never mind impeachment, try Bush for treason.
Good.
So the word is getting out. Number two, I had a very lengthy conversation with the undersheriff for Washtenaw County. And part of our conversation went to the militia. I fly the yellow flag that says, don't tread on me.
Yes.
And he asked me why I don't fly the American flag. And I said, well, I don't believe in it anymore. But he asked me if I was militia, and I said, well, if you look at the Constitution, it says that every male between the age of 17 and 44...
But I'm sure he didn't militia. Know that, did he? I'm sure he'd probably been told by the ADL they were Al-Qaeda. Thanks for the call. I'm going to give Kelly about 45 seconds. Kelly, hit us. Go ahead.
Hi. I actually probably won't get this in, but I was going to ask you about the anti-Semitism and, that sort of... accusation being thrown at Ford, the original Henry Ford, and Lindbergh.
Yeah, and we won't have time to answer that. Yeah, that certainly did happen. Well, I mean, Ford did write a book about it. Okay, I'm out of time. God bless you all. Take care.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.